Exclusive Lee Zeldin, a record-breaking response: How EPA tackled California's wildfire crisis. By Lee Zeldin on February 28, 2025. In a remarkable demonstration of federal efficiency and cooperativism, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is proud to have completed the largest hazardous materials cleanup in its history, and we did so in record time. When President Trump issued his executive order on January 24, 2025, directing the EPA to complete its hazardous materials mission with such an ambitious timeline, some question whether this was even achievable. The unprecedented scale of the two disasters, the Eaton Fire and Palisades Fire, suggested a recovery timeline stretching into summer or beyond. Under President Trump's leadership, we were determined to deliver for the Californians devastated by the wildfires. So we embraced the challenge, rapidly scaling operations to over 1,000 personnel on the ground within a matter of days. I traveled to personally survey the damage in both Altadena and Pacific Palisades on February 6. While many Californians lost their homes and livelihoods, I was moved by their resilience in the face of this tragedy. It was important to me that the EPA provide a most rapid emergency response so this community could begin rebuilding as soon as possible. What typically would have taken months was accomplished in under 30 days, thanks to the tireless efforts of thousands of dedicated professionals. EPA crews successfully assessed 13,612 residential properties and 305 commercial properties. They cleared hazardous materials from 9,201 properties and removed 1,038 electric vehicles and bulk energy storage systems, each representing a potential environmental hazard that could have impeded rebuild efforts or caused secondary disasters. One of the most noteworthy factors in this achievement is the technical complexity that was involved. Homes contain countless hazardous materials, from common household cleaners and pesticides to automotive fluids and propane tanks. The wildfires transformed these everyday items into environmental hazards requiring specialized handling and disposal. Most challenging were the lithium-ion batteries from damaged electric vehicles and home energy systems, which can spontaneously reignite or explode even after a fire appears extinguished. The success of this operation demonstrates what becomes possible when barriers to effective government action are removed. Through executive action, partnership with the U.S. military and Department of Homeland Security, all levels of government working effectively together, and community engagement, EPA developed and executed a response plan that prioritized speed without compromising safety. The agency established strategic staging areas for processing hazardous materials, allowing for safe temporary storage and efficient disposal that prevented environmental contamination. For the thousands of Californians who lost everything, EPA's work represents more than environmental protection. It marks the crucial first step toward rebuilding their lives. The agency's Phase 1 work, conducted at no cost to residents, has now paved the way for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to begin Phase 2 debris removal operations. When challenges emerged, the agency quickly adapted to meet them. For example, when lithium-ion batteries from electric vehicles proved especially problematic, specialized teams were rapidly deployed to address this modern hazard. As part of President Trump's effort to make water accessible to impacted communities, EPA convened a working group to coordinate with utilities and other stakeholders to ensure swift water system restoration, which was critical for community recovery. This operation stands as a case study in effective emergency response, clear direction, interagency coordination, rapid resource mobilization, and technical expertise all brought to bear on a seemingly insurmountable challenge. By completing this mission in under 30 days, the EPA has substantially improved the timeline for affected communities to rebuild. While 4,381 properties have been deferred to Phase 2 due to unsafe conditions, the comprehensive approach ensures that even these most severely damaged sites will receive proper treatment as part of the ongoing recovery effort. For residents who lost everything just weeks ago, this accelerated timeline offers something precious: hope for a faster return to normalcy. The road ahead remains long for the thousands of families displaced by these catastrophic fires. But thanks to the EPA's swift and thorough hazardous materials removal, that road is now clear of its most dangerous obstacles. I am confident the community will rebuild stronger than ever before. EPA has been honored to do our part to assist Los Angeles County in this time of need. Even the most daunting environmental challenges can be addressed head-on with remarkable speed. For communities across America facing future disasters, this record-breaking cleanup offers both a model to follow and a reason for hope.